Good to see you in the Lord's house. It's good to be back together, and we thank you for being here today. Yes, sir. Amen, brother. Very, very useful. It'll be very beneficial to all of us. Really will. I remember school, we had to learn the states and capitals, but that's been a while back. but it's very important to do that. It really is. Well, it's good to be here, and I'm glad you're here today on this special day, special weekend, as our country, America, celebrates its birthday tomorrow, 235 years old. We live in a great country. We live in the greatest country. America's not what it used to be. I'd still rather be here than anywhere in the world. And I'm thankful for the founding fathers and how our country was founded. And we need, like Brother Tyler said, we still need to be focused on what we're here for. We really do. And realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to, He is going to be the one that's going to satisfy us in our life. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to supply us, just like He told Paul in Philippians chapter 4. And we need to be aware of that every day of our life, no matter what we have to face. And we're going to face some things that are going to shake us in our boots, so to speak. But nevertheless, when we keep our eyes focused on the Lord, He will go with us through it. And we will be more than conquerors because of Him and through Him. Well, tomorrow, again, is the birthday of our nation. And today I want you to look with me in the book of Proverbs today, first of all. Proverbs chapter 14. A very familiar verse. Probably most of you know it by heart. I want to look at our nation a little bit this morning. But I want to look in Proverbs 14, verse number 34. Proverbs 14 and verse 34. The Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, I want you to say that with me, okay? Here we go. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this great country we live in. Thank you to God for the opportunity we have to assemble together in this place. We're free to do this today. We thank you for it. We thank you for each one that's here. And God, I pray now, Lord, as we look today in your word, I pray, God, the Holy Spirit would be our guide, our teacher. Bless those that are here, Lord, as we focus today upon you. And God, what you have done and what you want to do. Lord, bless those that are traveling. Keep them safe. Those that are sick, I pray you'd encourage them today and lift them up. Have your will and way now during this time. We'll thank you, dear God, for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I look out among me today and I can say happy birthday tomorrow to America. Most of us here today are Americans. They tell us by the year 2050, that less than 50% of the people that live in the United States then will be Americans. Will be Americans. Things are changing fast, folks. They really are. The modern world we live in today has a lot of questions. They have a lot of questions asked. And they're very crucial questions. But you know, I'm afraid that the world is committed to the idea that there is no possible answer. There is no possible answer to the questions that people have. But there are answers. There are answers. The attitude of the world today, the modern attitude of the world today is simply, Father, forgive us for we know not what we do. And please don't show us what we're doing. That's where we are today. What I'm doing is okay. Don't anybody tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. It's sad, but that's where we are. Many of us want a word from God, But we don't want the Word of God. We don't want the Word of God. We want to hear what we want to hear. We know enough to own a Bible, but the Bible doesn't own us. The Bible doesn't direct our lives every day like it should, even though we have it freely. We pay lip service to the Bible, but not life service. Life service. This is the modern world that we're living in, folks. It really is. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. I received something this week. I want to read it to you. The guy that sent this to me said this was a quote of the century. The quote of the century that we live in. This, what I'm about to read, didn't come from an American. It came from somebody outside of America. Speaking about America, though. I'll read this and I say, quote, "The danger to America is not Obama, but a people capable of entrusting a man like him to be president. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of an Obama president than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved people willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Obama, who is, of course, a symptom of what ails America. Blaming the prince of the fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The Republic can survive Obama, who is, after all, merely a fool. It is less likely to survive a multitude of fools such as those who made him their president." Now, that is the truth, folks, if I've ever heard it. The people in the world today are so naive. They're so unlearned. They're so blinded of what they're doing and what's going on in this world today. It's sad that we live in these days, but we do. The spiritual condition of our country today is sad. It's sad. And the spiritual condition of a country is determined by how they spend their money. Their money. Did you realize today that Americans today are like the Romans? We are addicted to pleasure. We are addicted to pleasure. Americans spend over $83 million a year for leisure and activities. $83 million a year. Americans today spend over $13 billion for Christmas. For Christmas. In one day, Americans consume 28 tons of aspirins, tranquilizers, and sleeping pills. 28 tons. In order to lose weight, today, our nation pays over $10 billion a year. $10 billion a year to try to lose weight. What's wrong with the modern world? The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. You know, as we celebrate America's birthday, I want today to reflect back a few years ago. In September of 2001. September 2001. You know, God is allowing hurricanes, tornadoes All kinds of anomalies, all kinds of things are happening all across the world today to try to get our attention. I'm afraid it hasn't registered to us that God's in control. He's in control. He may not be in control of my life. He may not be in control of your life. But he wants to be. He wants to be. And we see, as we reflect back, in the year 2001, September, this was a day of change for America. I don't know where you were when you heard about the towers being torn down, blown up, what are you going to call it? I was here at work, of course. But I know when I heard about that, there came a brokenness, there came a sadness in me that I've not experienced in a long time. I mean, I was really torn within me to know that somebody would do such an act as that. It bothered me. And this day was a day of momentum change for America. People changed. This was the day the Lord silenced the anti-Christian crowd. You know that? They were silent that day. They had nothing to say at that time. God hushed their mouths. This also was a day the Lord calmed the nation. Things stopped. We stopped in our tracks. We couldn't fly. All the things we couldn't do, we were literally stopped by God. This is the day of change for America. We also see the Lord silenced the ACLU. He silenced them. We also see the Lord proved the power of trust to America on this day. This day, the people, the government, and all people turned eagerly to God to help. For confidence and for healing, for the death of the 1,000 innocent people that were killed by literally the agents of hell. That's who they were. This was a day of change to America, a day of change. There's never been such response of faith and rededication before in America. Than that day. That was a day I'll never forget. And you will never forget it either. You will never forget it either. Suddenly, it was okay now for everyone to pray anywhere. I mean, anybody could pray. Now, not one word from the anti-Christian bigots followed this event. They were silenced. They were silenced. Before, they were out in full force, weren't they? Everywhere in the world, trying to remove God from the public. But all of a sudden, this day changed that. They were silent. They were silent. How ironic it was that the ACLU and also our Supreme Court has made us cowards, fearing by threats about freedom to worship God today. And it takes a national tragedy such as that to assure the right that we have always had. How sad it is to take a tragedy to awaken us to the fact, hey, we can pray, we can call upon God, and nobody can stop us. Nobody can stop us. I'm afraid that we are like a herd of cattle, Tyra, that have been drawn to the slaughter and say, you can't pray no more. You got to quit praying. And if you do, you're going to suffer the consequence. We're afraid to mention God. today unless we offend some atheist or some cult. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Where's our backbone? Where's our power come from? It comes from God.
Amen.
It comes from God. You know, I always have the right to pray. I always have the right to call upon God. Always have, always will. You may lock me up for doing it. If you do, that's okay. I'll still do it when I'm locked up. You know. But this was a day of change, is what I'm saying. This is a day of change. May we today let the name of God be heard, Christians. We're celebrating tomorrow the birthday of this nation, the United States of America, founded upon the principles of God. May we let the name of God be heard. May we let prayers be offered to God. In tragedy, turmoil, peace, or whatever, we still pray. We still pray. May we let these flags, thank God for the sister putting on these flags. May we let the flags be waving at full mast for the generations that are yet to come. We are America. We are America. Okay? We're not another foreign country. We are Americans. I'm a full-blooded American. I love this country. I love being in this country. But what it used to stand for and what it ought to stand for today, I love America. I love America today, folks. I really do. Our moral breakdown we have. Now, why has it come? Number one, it's come because of the assaults on Christianity, the foundation of our nation. That's where our moral decline has come, because of the attack upon Christianity. Those people don't like Christians today in this world. People that are lost, they don't like us. But we love them. We love them regardless of what they say about us. We're to love them, and we should. I was in a meeting this week, Return America, and it was tremendous to hear one of our congressmen speak how he's trying his best to help this country come back to God. But you know what? He only knows of one more that's with him as standing for what is right. All our congressmen. We need to pray for this gentleman. We really do. But our moral breakdown has been brought about by the assault on Christianity as the foundation of our nation. Our moral breakdown has come by the courts, the government, the school, the media, all condoned by the liberal Supreme Court that we have. We have a liberal Supreme Court. We really do. Someone said the other day, they all ought to be sent somewhere. Clean out the whole White House. Start all over again. Democrats, Republicans, all of them. They're all in the same boat. They all fall in the same seat, so to speak. You can blame the Democrats, you can blame the Republicans. You can blame the others, anyone is there. All of them are at fault. Always some time, we got all shawled over again. But you know, it's so sad that it took a catastrophe to bring our nation back to its roots. And you know, I say this in sincerity. God, if that's what it takes, bring another one. Send another one. We need it, folks. We need to be awakened today. We're walking around like dead men asleep, not seeing what's happening in front of us, not caring what's happening in front of us, and saying within ourselves as Christians, I can't do nothing about it. Well, one thing we can all do, we can all pray.
Amen.
We can all pray. And no matter where we are, we can do what we can do. If it's pass out tracts, if it's trying to help somebody in need, we can all do something to help this country be what it ought to be. All of us can. All of us can. On that day, the Lord, throughout the anti Christian bigots gave America leaders a second chance, folks. I believe that was America's second chance on September 2001. A second chance. But you know the sad thing is? It didn't last a week. Probably didn't last 2 days. We forgot about it. We forgot about it. We went, started back going our own way, doing our own thing, so to speak. But our founding fathers understood that our political freedoms are based on Christian principles that can be secured by Christian faith. They understood that. George Washington in 1789 called Americans to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. Acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. We see that Thomas Jefferson in 1781 said, God gave us life and gave us liberty. God gave us life and God gave us liberty. And he did. It all come from God. It all come from God. I believe today, if the majority of Americans today want prayer in school, we ought to have prayer in school, don't you? We ought to have it. I mean, there's no reason not to have it. Listen, the First Amendment clearly states, now read, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They can't do it. They have no right to do it. They have no authority to do it. Though we, I'm afraid, as Christians, are sitting back and letting them do it. We're letting them do it because we're afraid to speak up. I'm afraid sometimes that we all are fearful in this country about everything. Even whenever you come upon an accident, you think twice about trying to call for help or to see what's going on, see if you can help, don't you? We're fearful. We're fearful because of what might happen. Because people in the world today are out to get somebody. A lot of them are. But let me tell you something. Fear doesn't come from God. Fear comes from Satan. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, we see here that Isaiah, of course, we know is a prophet. Not just a foreteller or a spokesman for God, but his ministry was during the time of prosperity and also spiritual apostasy and moral decay. This is a picture of America. This is where we are today. There's prosperity everywhere. And on the other hand, there is spiritual apostasy and decay. Isaiah here prophecies are directed against Judah and Israel. Now, number one, we see that America today has suffered a severe spiritual relapse. Number one, with the family. We see that the breakdown of the family is the symptom of a dying nation. Therefore, we look at America, we see the families are being torn apart. When our authorities encourage, of course, same-sex marriage, people living together, not married, all this kind of garbage, all this kind of trash that's being supported in the world today. No wonder. Listen, we cannot expect God to bless us with those kind of things taking place in this country, folks. Righteousness exalteth a nation, the Bible says, but sin is a reproach to any people. That includes America. Amen. That includes Christians in America also. Someone said, as goes the home, so goes the nation. You destroy the home, you're going to destroy the nation. And that is so true. That's what's happening today. To break down the home, the family, again, is a sign of a dying nation. a dying nation. The home is the foundation of a nation. Do you know that? The home is the foundation of a nation. It's the oldest institution in the world. We see the home was, home has a unique place in the lives of its members. We see the home is one that was one institution that was designed in the Garden of Eden. God designed the home. He designed the home. We see the home, again, is a little corner of the earth that a man can call his own. I like to be home, don't you? I like to be home. There's no better place I want to be than home. At home, I can be myself. You know, I can do what I want to do. You know, if I want to take my shoes off, I can. You know, I can, you know, take my socks off, I can. You know, I can just relax. I can be myself at home. I like to be home. But I'm afraid our homes are being torn apart today, torn down, because of moral decay in this country here. Home has been has been designated as a seminary of all other institutions. Listen, you and I learned more at home with our parents than we've ever learned. Our parents taught us some things that we haven't been taught since we left home. I guarantee you that. The home is a seminary of all other institutions. It is the nursery of the infinite. The home is where happiness is made. Happiness should be made at home. Oh, I thank God as I reflect back on the times in my home as I was reared and raised. Yes, we worked hard, but we know we enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun coming up and working. The family is the nearest thing to torture when it is torn by rebel forces. Rebel forces. We see the nearest thing to God when it comes enough to live, love, and struggle and conquer as one great unit is the family. The home stands together. The home stands at the center of our civilization, folks. The home. And Satan's target today is the home. To destroy the home. To destroy the home. The home is so important. The home is so important. You know, in America, we have more houses than we have homes. Something that kind of rubs me a little bit different is I see a real estate realtor says, home for sale. I don't like that. No. I don't like that. And sometimes I want to go to some of these real estate companies that have that out there and say, hey, listen, this is wrong. You can't sell a home. You can't put a price on a home. You can a house, but not a home. Not a home. See, a house is made of wood and bricks and mortar and all that kind of stuff. But a home is made up of people. It's people. It's people. We talk about homeless people today. There's a lot in the world. But you realize this? There are many homeless men who live in a richly furnished house. Lot of homeless people that live in a richly furnished house. It's not a home. It's not a home. People walk in, take a shower, leave, go out and eat, come back home, go to bed, get up the next morning, go to work. That's all there is to it. It's just a place to take a shower, sleep. That's all it is. It's not a home. A home is a place where you live, folks. You know, you have meals together. You know, you work together in the house. You clean the house. You know, you do things together in the home, in a home. Thank God for a home. I love a home. I love my home. My wife and myself, we love our place we have to stay that God's given us. It's home to us. Sometimes we get frustrated out in the world. You know, what are we doing? Busy, work at home, whatever. But when we come home, it's different. It's kind of like the sign we have up here when we have camp meeting. It's an oasis in this desert that we live in. The home is so special, so important. See, what I'm saying is the family played an important role in the early history of our nation, folks. The family did. We see it was characterized by spiritual stamina, background. Spiritual. The pioneer families endured obstacles. Yes, they did. And showed real courage in establishing their homes when they were here. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build a house. God help us in this country today. The home is being attacked, as never before. We also see the blessings of a nation are dependent upon the favor of God. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God's direction is to be recognized. It's to be recognized. America was born in greatness. Do you know that? I've heard today that they don't even teach history no more in school. Don't even teach history. Our children do not know anything about this country, how it was reared, how it was born. They don't know it. And you know what? They don't want to teach them. They don't want to teach them. The hand of God is seen in American history when you read about history. You read the Declaration of Independence. You read the Constitution. You'll see the hand of God. You'll see the hand of God. The providence of God is clearly seen, again, in the history of America. What's happened to America? What's happened to America, folks? America has fallen on hard times. I really believe that. We have fallen on hard times. We see there are people today with outlawing of praying in public and all these things in schools or wherever, saying that we have become a secular state. A secular state. America bows before the God of materialism today. That's the God of America. Materialism. Materialism. It's easy to forget the things that are seen that are temporal, while the things that are not seen are eternal. They are eternal. The foundations are being destroyed. Foundations in this country are being destroyed. They really are, folks. The Bible says in Psalm 1, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? We have, there's nothing we can do when the foundation is destroyed, folks. Nothing we can do. More decay from within has destroyed the most worlds of great civilization. You know, when I was in high school, I was hearing then that this country probably would be destroyed by communism. Y'all remember hearing that? The communists are eventually going to take this country and destroy it. But today, 2011, we've seen entirely different things, don't we? We see all kinds of things taking place in this world. There's a flood of filth that has overcome our nation, folks. A flood of filth has overcome this great America. It really has. We used to blush when we were ashamed. Now we're ashamed when we blush. We're ashamed now when we blush. More decay is certain when God is to rule out of the hearts of people. More decay. Today, there are people in the world, it seems like everything that's corrupt starts in California. There are people today, Islam people today, Muslims today, that are in California. There are groups that are getting there, they are together, and they are targeting. They're targeting Christian people, and especially churches. And they're going to sweep across this country. They're coming all across this country. And if you name the name of Christ, or you show yourself that you're a Christian, chances are you may be destroyed. They're out to get us, folks. Satan is doing everything he can to destroy this country and you and I. But you know what, folks? We, as God's children, are still on the winning side. John R. Ross said this one time, a guy came out, he was in a motel somewhere, come out, and this guy come out with a gun on him, facing John R. Ross. You know what the guy told, we know what John R. Ross told the guy? He said, sir, you're not going to scare me into heaven with a water pistol. And he walked right on. He didn't scare John R. Ross. He went right on. He was looking to God. Folks, that's what we're going to have to do more than ever. Remember, God satisfies you, God strengthens you, and God will supply you. God bless America, and God bless you today as we come together, as we celebrate today our country. I love America.
Amen.
I love America. I want to do everything I can to make this country be what God wants it to be, and I know you do too. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for allowing us to be born in this great country. Thank you for the freedoms, Lord, that we've had through the years. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Give us the wisdom. Give us the knowledge we need, Lord, to help these freedoms to remain until Jesus comes. Father, we commit now the next service into your hands. We ask you, God, you to bless our preacher. Lord, would you give him liberty? Would you give him the power to speak to us? God, encourage your children. And God, save that one that may be lost. Bless the singing. May everything that's done bring honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen.